for the area that a two-story building was more appropriate, we still have plenty of open space and we still have plenty of room to put a buffer all the way around us and pull our property into the center of our 10-acre site there.
I realize 8-foot is more expensive than the 6-foot, but being familiar with that in my backyard, it provides much more privacy, and you have 6-foot people. The 8-foot is also harder to climb over.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And I'm not a builder to sell here. Mm-hmm. I'm a builder to own and manage and hold this property long term, and so you know, an 8-foot fence benefits me as well.
Yes, I agree. I would say your willingness to speak with the people and stuff, like you said the other night, is probably the reason that this room is not full like it was the other night.
I handed out a lot of business cards with my personal cell phone. Mm-hmm. I want to come in and, you know, build something that everybody says, wow, that, you know, that's really nice.
Any further? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here wanting to come forward and speak? I see none.
I have a quick question for Ms. Turner. Have you talked to any neighbors? Are they still opposed? Are they still? Do you know? If that's not a fair question, just say
yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, I have one neighbor. I think the overwhelming it is. It's just already a done deal. I get that, and I try to. But it's helpful to use your voice at the time, because maybe this one, no, but if you never speak up, then, you know, there's no line is ever drawn. So you just, you know, they're not happy. It's not like you're all of a sudden happy about it, but I think that they felt it's going to happen. At least Mr. Cope is, you know, has been respectful, has been open to speaking with us, you know, willing to give certain concessions. So that's the best that we can hope for.
Well, your statement about saying it's already done concerns me. And so I don't want that thought to be the reason why people aren't here. And I don't want to base a decision, me personally, on the fact that there aren't people here because they feel like there's no... They're not going to be listened to, and they're not going to be, it's not a done deal. We're not allowed to have any undue influence at all over the board. That's why, over the plan zoning board. That's why I attend no meetings, because in my opinion, not supposed to have any influence, not supposed to be there, not supposed to be, already have a preconceived idea, right? And that's just me. So I want to make sure that the voices of the neighborhood are being heard. And so that's why I asked the question.
It's kind of a, you would take, you just look here, and there's three of us sitting here, out of all the people on Bee Creek, it shouldn't just be the people that live directly adjacent to this property. There's a lot of Bee Creek that's affected by it because of roads, you know, my neighbor's, you know, yard is already, you know, dug up, has been because of the water, you know, line issue. There are lots of concerns, but to get people, why don't more people show up and vote in national elections? There's just like this feeling of, you know, that it doesn't matter, but it, you know, it does. I just haven't been able to reach those people.
I will say my message this morning is they felt it was already decided, and they would have to take off work in order to be here.
I was told, you know, unless you get a big lawyer or something, you're not going to, you know, win anything. And I said, I kind of get that. I I don't quite know what it takes to stop overdevelopment of an area, but to me that's no reason to lose your voice, to not show up and speak. I don't know. I guess I'll go home and ask all of them that are here Tuesday. Oh, why are they not here today? I guess this is a little more of a different vibe than it was Tuesday night. But maybe, you know, with the next thing, maybe they'll kind of understand. And they were very open to Tuesday. They said there is another meeting. We are just pushing this forward for them to look at. So I wish they could have shown and said the same things Tuesday. Today they said Tuesday.
As you know, I must speak because it's already been addressed, is that I do go to the meetings. I go to whatever meetings I can that I think is going to give me knowledge, and then I know whether or not I need to go to that area and what I need to check. And have no influence on the board whatsoever. Do not speak. I am there strictly for knowledge. And that helps me to know what I need to look at.
Hey, Devin.
Yeah.
The additional cars on the road, what does that, percentage-wise, what does that look like, do you know?
For 600 to 800 more?
Yeah.
I did not figure that.
Would you say that roughly, let's say 7,000, is that a fair number? Is that okay with... I'm sorry, what was the developer's name?
Dave.
Cope, Mr. Cope, is that, if I use the number 7,000 cars on that road, is that, you gave us 8 and he said 6,900, so.
69 something on the Cozy Cove end, and then around 3,200, I remember, on the other end.
On the north end?
Okay. Yeah.
I think you said 3,461.
Okay.
So it's a little over 11% increase in traffic on that road. Do we have the right-of-way for any improvements or anything on that road?
We should have enough right-of-way for a turn light. Then you're going to bottleneck back down to a two-lane bridge. Down by
okay,
yeah,
that's okay. So we are limited in certain areas. What kind of noise pollution do apartment complexes put off?
I don't have figures for that on you. I know that with the privacy fence and with the vegetation that I'll put around the perimeter of the privacy fence, that'll hold in a lot.
You say vegetation, what's your plan there?
Shrubs and trees, a mix of low growth, 3 to 5 foot hedge, just to disguise the fence, and then taller trees where there aren't already trees that, we can clean up and prune and keep.
And then on the, I guess it'd be on the east side, is that whole area, and again, I understand construction, is it going to be selective clearing, or is it going to be even leave some underbrush and scrub through there as well, or no, the plans to...
We're going to come in and selectively clear. We'll come in and take out just the trees that we need to for the parking lot and for the buildings. It's pretty heavily grown on our eastern side of the property.
Right.
And so if we're leaving that 50-foot buffer, we'll leave it undisturbed as it is, except for where I need to tie in for sewer. the rest of that wouldn't be touched.
Isn't there a pretty good elevation change there as well?
It falls off about halfway across the property. We're about as flat as I've seen the 10-acre spot in the Brisson area. But it does. It does start to fall off as you get into the trees and head across.
Do you plan on filling back there where it falls off quite a bit? Do you plan on filling that?
We'll need to cut and fill a little bit just to get level sites for the pads, for the building pads and parking.
Cue up a little higher. Okay, yeah, that's where I thought it started getting steep right there. Then your water retention is going to be in that northeast corner?
That's what we've looked at so far with MECO Engineering, yes.
Because then it'd be able to follow the
it kind of falls
the natural
the land naturally, yep.
On your new preliminary design for the entrance, is that something that you and Devin came up with? Did MECO Design come up with that? Is that kind of a...
After Devin and I talked, I called Kaylee over at MECO and asked her to get rid of the separate, you know, north and southern entrances and just have one primary entrance and widen it out as much as we could.
Full beacon back up, please. Does anybody know how many apartments are over at the Bee Creek Apartments?
I want to say 212. Okay. I looked it up. Oh, it's been a few weeks back.
That's fine. But so it's roughly
similar
in size.
They're just a little larger. It might have been 226.
So you have similar line of sight off of Stinger Drive as you would at this one. And Devin, do you have any concerns with 10% increase in traffic?
Like I said, we've got the right of way to widen the road in the future. But, you know,
it doesn't do any good, like you said, when it bottlenecks down.
You have to widen the bridge. You know, if there's another lane on the bridge. Or
is that our bridge?
Totally do another one.
Yeah,
is that Taney County's bridge?
Yes.
Just past that, it was where the state takes over.
Yeah. Now, if a lot of the people would go out the other way, a lot of people, the only way they go in is the way the realtor brought them in, or the only way they go in is the way they were shown.
I'm assuming they're also going to the Walmart and Target.
Right. I had talked with Mr. Cope and told him if approved that we could get together on a driveway, but I felt a lot more comfortable having one versus two of them with people going every direction.
Well, and that way you have less people pulling out, I guess, to cause bottlenecks and slowdowns and speed ups. And is reference that you have other developments in the area? Or you've built other things in the area?
I have.
Do you own those as well still, or did you sell them? Or?
I've sold them off. I'm in the middle of building out Vineyards Terrace. It's on the west side of Branson. It's vacation rental condos. About halfway through that project.